Siren Radio. Siren 107.3.
Double marvellous, particularly when we actually go for the hat trick. And I think we can actually say treble marvellous if we actually say...
Inspired on air, originated by Sarah Bullimore, named by Julie Ellaby, and with added Amelia Chambers, Michael Blackburn and Alex Levchuk, taking the world of regional arts entertainment into a whole new dimension.
In the universe, all alone, in the
Isn't it wonderful that a few decades after Sputnik and various other things set up the whole space race and other aspects within that, we can now say that Peterborough Cathedral is actually hosting a Soyuz descent module that was actually used to return Tim Peake to Earth in a matter of months ago from that point of view. And who better to address the whole notion of being living in space than actually dealing with that than the fabulous microgravity and human spaceflight program manager for the UK Space Agency. Take that, Kate Janeway and Star Trek Voyager. It's Libby Jackson. How are you, Libby? You're well and alive and hale and hearty, I take it.
Oh, very well indeed. Very excited to see the capsule heading to Peterborough Cathedral. What a wonderful location for it and a chance for people to come and see this beautiful piece of engineering.
Now, Libby, your own CV, flight director on space missions, ensuring that everyone worked together, everything went according to plan. I mean, in the studio, we've got Amelia Chambers from the New Lincoln Theatre Royal. I mean, she pretty much does the same thing, really, making sure that everything is put according to plan. But what was it about space in particular that led you to go into this whole area? I mean, I'm looking at Destination Space here. I'm obviously one who's completely been blown away by the whole space programme and often quite saddened by how we haven't quite reached the Elon Musk heights as yet. But share with us your own background in terms of coming into the space programme.
I was always fascinated by space. I think when I was young, it was the moon and the stars that captivated me. And as I learned about the Apollo missions and the astronauts going to the moon, I found mission control to just be this most fascinating place. And that was really what captured my own imagination. And as I went through my career, I did some work shadowing at NASA and really saw that that was the place. I discovered that the UK has got a really vibrant, buoyant space engineering community. We manufacture satellites here. And indeed, not so far from Peterborough in Stevenage, we're building the next Mars rover right now. So it's an amazing place. And I just studied science, engineering. I did a physics degree. I never lost sight of my dreams or what I wanted to do, and sought out opportunities and jobs that I really enjoyed. And that was how I came to work in mission control. And now I work for the UK Space Agency managing human spaceflight. And I've really found the jobs of my dreams just through looking out for them.
Now, looking ahead to the future, and let's face it, the future will be with us before we know it, I was fascinated to find out that recent research has shown that the majority of children would actually leave behind nuclear weapons and war and say, leave that, we leave that on the Earth, but they'd take along chocolate and they'd actually power any additional colonies using solar energy. So chocolate is clearly a number one thing for, say, Amelia Chambers, your son Josh, if he goes into the space program. It could be a way forward, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Chocolate. Were you surprised by those findings and also the whole notion that UK children in general, as we say here, little green space explorers, there is that excitement about space and the kind of the sort of enthusiasm to continue ever onwards?
It's brilliant to see that our next generation is aware of the challenges of power and of protecting our planet. And so if we're going to go out and explore other ones, let's make sure that we treat those well and that we look after our own planet. Children have got wonderful imaginations. They are brilliant at thinking at things that adults haven't. And if this survey from Samsung is anything to go by, then we're going to have a brilliant set of engineers and scientists out there inventing things for us, working on new space missions, but generally making sure that our lives are all much better with great inventions.
I was also pleased to see that over two-thirds of the children surveyed by Samsung and the Science Museum would extend an invitation to their parents, with a further 22% appointing them as leaders of the new world. So there we are, Amelia, you could be Queen of Mars yet.
I always knew that.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Lauren, you've recently graduated, first-class honours with respect to public relations from that point of view. Any thoughts with respect to space yourself and going on to that? Would you consider going into space?
I think it would be out of my comfort zone. It's that unknown, isn't it?
Libby, out of Lauren's comfort zone, how would you address that aspect of sort of taking that first space flight? Because we're getting to the stage where it is becoming, or hopefully will be becoming, fairly straightforward to literally do suborbital flights. Who knows, maybe we will get to the moon.
Yeah, we are seeing legislation being put in place here in the UK to enable spaceports. We might see space tourism coming here to the UK in the not-so-distant future. And I think that would be basically a bit like strapping yourself in an aeroplane and rather just hopping perhaps over to Europe or across the Atlantic, you'd be rocketed up into space for a few minutes. So that will be a bit like a roller coaster ride, and you get some training and you knew what to expect. But in general, what I think is that anyone who is interested in space, you don't have to go into space to be a part of it. The industry is huge. There are lots of different careers open to everybody, from the scientists and the engineers, but also through to medics or journalism, people who you know, sew the parachutes to land things on distant planets. All of this is open to everybody. And so if space really is something that you find interesting, there's certainly a career. And in general, science, technology, engineering, they are all around us, and so there are jobs out there for everybody who's interested in it.
I never thought, Libby, I'd be saying Shildon, York, Manchester, Edinburgh and Peterborough in the same sentence, but the first four of those destinations are where the national tour of Tim Peake's spacecraft, the aforementioned Soyuz TMA-19M descent module, has actually been, and as if it's setting the scene for a location report for our Siren mid-week drive team, until November the 5th, it's coming to Peterborough. So was there a rationale behind those decisions and those venues to where we can actually go and see this descent module?
Everybody who was involved in the tour wanted to get it out around the country so that everybody could be a part of Tim's mission. A lot of the sites were the national museums and they were selected, but there was also a competition to find a venue somewhere else that we hadn't thought about where things could come to, and it was Peterborough Cathedral that won that. That's why it's heading to Peterborough this weekend from Saturday. And what a venue, the height of it. I can't wait to come and see it, hopefully, in the cathedral.
It's going to be phenomenal. And in fact, the only thing I can say is such a shame it didn't get to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, but never mind, that's a different line. Amelia, any questions you'd like to put to Libby about...
No, I'm a bit inspired, really, by what you're saying, because you've opened my mind to it, to think that it's, I know, I suppose, a reachable aim for anybody to be able to be involved in something as amazing as what you're doing. I don't really know a lot about the questionnaire that was done, but... Oh, I'm just reading your biography.
We're just looking at Destination Space, a wonderful go-to website from our perspective.
But it is something, it's seen as sort of a magical place by a child, so it's nice that they've made that connection. But what's the your favourite part of your job, I guess? What is it that you love doing?
It is working in this field that has been my lifelong passion and fascination. As I say, I've always found space interesting. And once I started realizing that you could get a job, why wouldn't I want to go and work in that industry? And so it's brilliant. I get to enable the scientists and the academics and the industry who put experiments onto the International Space Station, who do other research here on Earth, and I get to inspire young children and talk about this subject that is so dear to my heart. So it really is a wonderful dream job.
As we said in the intro, being head of human spaceflight and microgravity program manager at the UK Space Agency. One continuing thing, Libby, which I've just noted, of course, is that Tim Peake has launched a competition to name the ExoMars rover, and somebody might actually be the winner of this whole thing. Do we want to talk a bit about that in terms of actually receiving for the prize of this a tour of the Airbus facility in Stevenage, where it's actually being built, as you said, at this moment?
Yes, indeed. It's a brilliant opportunity. We've had such huge interest. In the first week, we had something like over 30,000 entries alone. The imagination that's out there, particularly from young children, is brilliant. This rover it needs a name. We don't want to think of it. We want to find out what's out there. It's not going to be a public vote. There is going to be a panel, so some of the more wacky ideas probably won't make it through. So put your thinking caps on. Come up with something that is appropriate for this wonderful rover that is going to go and search for signs of life on the red planet.
So you're suggesting that Galileo or Nostromo or indeed Enterprise will probably not be the best way forward for decisions for the name?
We're not allowed to use something that's already had a spacecraft named after it. So you've got to go and find something new and original.
Very sensible. Lauren, any thoughts from yourself?
Stunned
by the whole thing.
Stunned.
Absolutely. It's just been inspired. Exactly.
I think if we asked my 3-year-old, he'd probably come up with something more
and
inspired
Josh,
than I would be.
And Josh, that's the clearly
that's
classic
brilliant idea.
Libby, where can people go to find out further information, not only about the tour around the Peterborough scenario, etc., but also other bits and pieces?
They can find out more about the tour at samsung.co.uk. For the rover naming competition, head to the UK Space Agency website, which is www.gov.uk/UK Space Agency. And there's loads of information about both of those out on the internet.
Do you think in terms of, I mean, the craziness that we actually have on Earth, where people often say what we really need is that uniform nature, and is it too much of an ideal to maintain that actually as mankind begins to explore space and humanity sort of starts taking those first teeny tiny steps, as Carl Sagan would actually say, into the cosmos, that we will actually have a unified human race, and somehow the challenges that we're faced with on a day-to-day basis will tend to fade a bit more into insignificance?
space is a brilliantly collaborative place. It's so big and so expensive that we come together. The International Space Station is a shining example of that. A Mars sample return mission that's being talked about, the ExoMars rover, all of those are countries coming together. So we have to come together to do that. And if it keeps people talking on Earth and keeps them working together in other ways as well, it's all for the greater good. Going into space is always ultimately about the returns and the benefits to everybody back here on Earth. We
Siren
would not be doing it if it wasn't the case.
Libby, we've had to rejiggle and resort out schedules and a whole variety of other pieces. It's been delightful to connect with your good self finally from that point of view. So has it been okay for you? Has the flight of the last few moments been reasonable for your good self, Libby Jackson? Has it been safe and secure?
Everything has been wonderful. Thank you very much.
Well, then the next critical question is, will we be able to connect with you again, hopefully in the not-too-distant future, and keep us appraised not only as your work continues with the UK Space Agency, but also some of the exciting things that are heading our way in future?
Absolutely. We'd be delighted to.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love lift be off with you. This is ground control. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping.
Inspired On Air, originated by Sarah Bullimore, named by Julie Ellaby, and with added Amelia Chambers, Michael Blackburn, and Alex Levchuk, taking the world of regional arts entertainment into a whole new dimension.
Which is pretty much what you'd say we did when we actually featured Libby Jackson from the Space Centre and beyond. Very inspiring. Lauren Wood, welcome to the production. How are you?
Hello. I'm very excellent. Well, thank you.
Added Amelia, not today, although she was part of that interview, of course.
She was,
so she's
yes.
currently up at the New Lincoln Theatre Royal, and of course it has its very own show. The show currently with no name, but I'm sure Amelia is on the case. Which is the way forward. Brilliant. And online, because she's named in the jingle, she's in the ident, it's her show, let's face it. It's Sarah Bullimore. How are you, Sarah?
Good, thanks, Alex.
Marvellous. Now, looking at the range of activities and things that you get up to these days, artistic director for the Newark Book Festival, well, that's been another tremendous success. Are you working on next year's?
I am already. Yes.
Excellent. Project manager for Composite at the Firebird Trust, fundraiser for the Lincoln Drill Hall. You may be interested in knowing that Philip Hamlin Williams is currently on a boat, a narrow boat it would seem, somewhere on a canal in the country, which means he may be talking about when he's coming back to Lincoln on Friday to Linden Books to talk about his latest book. Well, then again, that's another line. That's actually for the Midweek Drive. And of course, part of the World's Festival, very much a critical part of that, the SO Festival, and Sound Ignition Catalyst Development with Sound Links. Yeah. And talking about Sound Links, and why wouldn't you, Lauren is critically part of the whole thing, aren't you, Lauren?
I am.
Yes. And you said Sarah's on the show. Yay, Sarah's on the show! That's wonderful. So, Lauren has brought a piece of music along that was composed and actually is available on a video as part of the Sound Links team. So, before we actually find it, it is indeed, and it keeps our kind of futuristic theme going, really, because space to the next line of things. Lauren, explain what we're about to listen to in terms of gazing from where we are to where we hope to be.
Well, this song was written and produced by young people who we delivered the Fusion Project with and our music facilitators. So they were able to write and produce this song, sing it, and then we're sharing it. And they have done a brilliant creative job.
And it's called?
It is called Look to the Future.
Leave the past.
ain't no mountain too hard to climb. Good Lord, this has been written for you, that, Sarah. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful, and a little fur. Was that a little fur? Little fur.
Jess Johnson.
James Little Fur. There we are. Johnson Little Fur production, assisting with all sorts of things. Now, Lauren, you were saying that this had a wonderful premiere on campus in the Isaac Newton Building, in the atrium over on the other side of the tracks.
Yes, this took place in transformed Isaac Newton Building into a space station.
Well, there we are. But thankfully, it didn't actually leave the planet Earth. Otherwise,
no.
You must be very pleased, Sarah, to see that inspirational artistic element come together and SoundLinks really work its magic.
Absolutely. No, it was fantastic.
So, Sarah, anything else that you'd like to share with us about SoundLinks? Apart from, obviously, how wonderful Lauren Wood is in terms of coordinating the whole sort of thing. Exactly. So, yeah, what are the sort of key things that you'd say we should keep appraised of? Because you can watch that SoundLinks video actually by simply typing in SoundLinks, SoundLinks, to your YouTube search facility, as I did, and you too can watch it in full glorious Technicolor.
There's lots of videos on there on their YouTube channel as well, with all of their projects on it, which is great. So all the work that we're doing with SoundLinks at the moment, it's a really exciting time. We're kind of doing lots of plans, looking to the future and doing fundraising strategies. But one of the key things, the projects that I'm working on with Lauren and the team over there, is the development of MusicLink, which is their very unique music information service for Lincolnshire and the East Midlands, that SoundLinks kindly took on the reins for. And Lauren, I'm going to pop it in her hands, will be able to just tell us a little bit more, really, about what MusicLink currently is. But we're busy plotting an exciting future for it at the moment.
Yes, we are. It's a very exciting time. MusicLink has been the music community in Lincolnshire for 33 years. And it's an exciting time to develop that community and engage with a whole variety of music in the region and beyond, to develop a community and share all this wonderful music that is in the region.
As somebody who originates from Essex, to be precise, Braintree, did your university studies at the University of Lincoln, graduated with a first class honours, quite rightly so, in public relations.
Thank you.
Is this almost your dream job, Lauren?
Yeah, I really like arts and I really like creativity. And I think SoundLinks, they don't want to teach music. They want to, you know, empower and provide that opportunity for people, for whatever reason people would like to take that opportunity for. So, it's just such a creative role and such a creative team to be part of. They're very inspiring.
It's in many ways providing that kind of, using the L word again, legacy, Sarah, that we've spoken about for so many times, and then connecting from that point of view. So, Sarah, share with us, how did you get involved with the SoundLinks project?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been working with SoundLinks in kind of partnership with them on various things since many, many years ago when I started as the arts officer at Lincoln Council in, when was that year, Alex?
I think we're talking 2005, exactly.
It goes
back that sort of time.
Many years ago. And so that's when I first kind of came across SoundLinks earlier on in their career. And I've just kind of worked with them on various projects since then and watched them go strength to strength. And as Lauren said, they're kind of a fundamental and play such a key role in so many different community projects and do music projects with everyone, really, with all sorts of ages, from looked after children to new tricks, which is their older people's service, which is a great opportunity to kind of try your hand at all sorts of musical instruments and singing and everything. And they also do lots of things with schools and everything out there, basically, to do with music. And MusicLink is a new arm that they've got now, so although it's been going for a really long time, they've kind of taken on those reins and are going to do a fabulous job with it going forward as well, to have a look about who's on there. So it's a membership service and anyone can kind of join and be part of it.
See, that's the kind of positivity that Inspired on Air actually brings to the programme. Meanwhile, back with another festival that actually, Lauren, is going to be featured in part of this song title. course, the more discerning listeners amongst you might have actually discovered that we're referring to the Pointer Sisters there and the World's Words. No, we're not. We're referring to so excited to see what we did there.
For World's Words, that word there.
Exactly. It would be nice. Upbeat, and we will talk about World's Words in a few seconds. But World's Words needs to step to one side whilst you share some thoughts about the So Festival, which I'm, Lauren, are you familiar with the So Festival?
I'm not. Please tell me more.
No. Well, Eva MacDonald was a key part of that. In fact, joined the Inspired on Air and Midweek Drive team as a direct result of being an ambassador on the So Festival. These days, she's off in a different part of the land, in Saltfleet, to be precise. So continues, and please share with us, Sarah, what does So entail?
Well, I've not seen a programme yet, Alex, because I'm not involved with it this year. But I do follow them. I do follow them on Facebook, and they look like they've got some really, really exciting things coming up. So I would advise everybody to go hunt them down on Facebook and follow and see. They've moved this year from, obviously, as you know, normally they're in July earlier on, and they've moved to the start of the bank holiday weekend into the beginning of September. So hopefully the weather's going to hold out for them and they're going to have a really fabulous time.
Excellent. Excellent. So, and I'm sure that Katie will be coordinating all sorts of things for Skegness's finest there. If you also look at Facebook, you can check out the fact that I've just tagged Lauren in to her musical outfit there with tambourine in one hand and maracas in the other. It's fantastic. Yeah. She never goes anywhere without it, so I'd be very proud.
Uh-huh.
Always. Exactly. Go and sort that whole thing through. Let's move on to Wold's Words, another fabulous event that, curious enough, is all about words in the Wolds.
It is indeed, yeah. We're just finishing the programme at the moment, so I've been busy working with them to programme the festival. And it takes place throughout the whole of October, so it's a really, really busy festival. And basically, we work with all the different community groups in the area as well, and Magna Vitae, to put on so many different things. So there's lots of different literature events, and there's poetry workshops, there's some crime writing there, and some of our friends who've been to Lincoln Inspired in the past you'll see pop up. We've got children's events happening, but also there's lots of different things. So there's music evenings, and there's storytelling sessions with Rhubarb Theatre. We've also got loads of different crafts workshops as well, which are really exciting. And we've got Yellow Belly Picnic with a Lincolnshire butcher, and we've got a family history workshop, so there's lots of different things that people can get involved in. And of course we are joining in with the Vote 100 and the RAF 100 celebrations as well, to do lots there.
And how, pray tell, Sarah, can people find out details about the World's Words 2018 event?
They can keep an eye out towards the end of August as the World's Words brochures will start to hit the streets everywhere. But if they go and find, they've got a website which is worldswords.org.uk. If they go hunt on there, and it'll all be updated in the next 2 weeks with all the information on.
Have you got any questions you want to put to Sarah, Lauren?
Where is the festival?
So it takes place across the whole of the world. So there's lots of different locations. So
it's a field in the middle of Lincolnshire. Several fields.
We've got venues in Horncastle and in Louth, Bilsby. But we've also actually this year working with lots of it with the National Churches Trust. So we've got lots of different churches in the whole area involved as well. And also there's lots of walks as well out and about. So looking at Tennyson and all sorts. So everywhere is the answer.
So before you actually head off to do more World's Words goodness and various other things and share with us some other sort of summing up things, Sarah, which one of the following do you feel you wish to actually introduce to the listener for the World's Words things? Would it be Cheryl Cole and Three Words? Would it be Bells for Renee and Crosswords? Would it be Boyzone and Words? Would it be The Selector and Missing Words? Would it be Doves and Words? Or would it simply be You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth by Meatloaf?
Meatloaf.
Do you know, I had a feeling we were going to go old school. I did feel as though
I was going to go Boyzone, but then you mentioned Meatloaf.
So my Boyzone, no, but Meat, yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Bizarre reason that always carries memories of a school trip to Jodrell Bank, the astronomy place. Anyway, so it goes. Probably it was being played at the time. It was one of those Chabrolang sort of coaches. Still, so it goes. Enough of such stuff, because let's face it, Sarah, Meatloaf had that hit before probably even yourself and Lauren were actually born. But there we are. By the by.
Okay.
back in the 1970s. At the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, of course, which Julie Ellaby looks after, together with her team, of course, but she couldn't make it today. The Cakes and Ale Company is back at the Blue Room with another fusion of great theatre and great food. Last Tango in Little Grimley, with the Amateur Dramatic Society of Little Grimley focused on there, is taking place this Friday, the 17th of August, and Saturday, the 18th of August. Two acts, two courses, two new one-act plays over a delicious two-course dinner. That's the Cakes and Ale Company back in the Blue Room. Strongly. I wasn't even aware that was existing. The Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. So there we are, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, what's on? And then Green Onions at the Blue Room, in which you can help support the fight against Alzheimer's with a special Green Onions event. And, Lauren, in a matter of days now, you will be heading off to be to do your first review of an event at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal.
I am, yeah, a music event. Featuring Blake, yeah.
Exactly, so are you looking forward to it?
I am, yeah. I think it's going to be very atmospheric.
It'll be wonderful. It'll be great. Meanwhile, Sarah Bullimore, you're just non-stop in every sense of the word. Are there any other little items you want to bring to the listener's attention which we haven't had chance to do as yet on this Inspired On Air August edition?
No, I don't think so, apart from watch this space for Newark, really, for next year. I know you've had Graham back in, haven't you, on the show, and I'm going to be plotting and planning and starting to make announcements in the autumn as well. So, yeah, watch this space.
Sarah is referring there, of course, to the author of The Six Sixes, a wonderful text by Graham Lloyd, of course, who is going to be performing, actually, in Nottingham, I think, a week on Thursday. No, it's 30th of August, so fortnight tomorrow. And we might do a behind-the-scenes report at that to actually see him do his thing from up here. And then he's back on the Midweek Drive the following week as well, so it's all very exciting. Sarah, we've already covered the Sew Festival. Find that out on Facebook. We've covered World's Words. We've covered Soundlinks. Lauren, anything else in Soundlinks that people should be aware of or want to actually promote?
Well, there's lots of things. If you're interested in music, then go to the Soundlinks website, because there's so many things on there that everyone can engage with and enjoy music with.
Well, that makes perfect sense. We won't say those final words just yet, but in fact, Sarah, are you happy to stick around for a few last moments before we sort of wrap up this little sequence?
Oh, yeah, yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we have a round of applause for these guys? The first Stephen Yarnall. Solid
Yes, not Booker T and the MGs, but Circle FX doing a live version of Green Onions there, apropos, of course, of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. OK, that's pretty much it for the August edition of Inspired On Air. And yes, Lauren, you're quite right. You brought your musical instruments along with you, hoping that Michael Blackburn and Amelia and possibly Julie Ellaby might have been in the studio together with Sarah Voldemort to actually have a live music scenario.
Yeah, I thought we could have all enjoyed a little improv.
Well, Sarah's sort of sitting at the other end of the table. Would you like to just shake a little bit of that, those sort of tambourines, just so we get a sense of the thing there, just by the microphone? So,
I like the tambourine too.
And go for the tambourine, please. It's exactly a jingly tambourine. Miss Tambourine Person carrying her all the way through. Bob Dylan would have been in his element. Probably still is, actually. Okay, that's pretty much a wrap. As we said, you can check out the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre website. You can look at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal websites. You can also find out some of the amazing things that are taking place with the So Festival and, of course, the World's Words and, of course, Soundlinks. And, of course, as we started the programme off with Libby Jackson, what's happening with respect to the Space Centre at the University at Peterborough Cathedral. So it's awesome. So what are the last two words that Lauren needs to say with your good self, Sarah, as we begin to wrap up this particular edition?
Inspired.
Exactly, but this time we want to be inspired with additional.
I was waiting for Lauren to do it with me.
You will. I'm queuing. It's Lauren's first show, Sarah, so you've got to bear this in mind. So it's going to be inspired with added musical accompaniment. So to conclude this particular production, a 1, 2, 3.
Be inspired.
No, that was all very good. A bit more oomph, this time with added tambourine.
Tambourine.
Okay. So. 1, 2, 3.
Be inspired.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
...a contact with you... Ready.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to sing. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. You've been observing our Earth. and transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate, together that's the way to send the message we declare World Contact Day.
Radio. FM.
FM.
Online.
Online.
Mobile.
Mobile.
This is
Siren
Radio. Lincoln.